to admit that when I was a scientist and first opened the hymnal and read the questions here, I was a bit thrown by the footnote. One doesn't expect text-critical footnotes in a hymnal, especially on the small catechism. And wondered at first what I would do, and then realized that regardless of whether these questions were composed by Luther himself or not, they are very much a part of all of the instruction which all of us have received and of what we believe as Lutheran Christians. We believe it based upon what John the Evangelist writes in John chapter 20. The Lord Jesus breathed on his disciples and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." And so we believe, really, that when the called ministers of Christ deal with us by his divine command, this is just as valid and certain, even in heaven, as if Christ our dear Lord dealt with us himself. That's true. It's part of who we are. But the fact is, it really isn't the whole story. When Jesus gave what we now call the power of the office of the keys to the church, it wasn't just so the called ministers of Christ could forgive or retain sins in his name. When Jesus gave what we now call the power of the office of the keys to the church, it wasn't just so that openly repentant sinners could be excluded from the Christian congregation, or so that repentant sinners might be assured of their forgiveness. But that's the way we've come to think of this passage from John chapter 20. It's the proof passage for the office of the keys in our minds and in our hearts and in our actions. But it is just because it has become a proof passage that we have tended to forget the context in which our Lord spoke these words in the first place. It was Easter evening. Jesus had just appeared to his disciples as they were hiding behind locked doors where they had sequestered themselves for fear of the Jews. He stood in the midst of them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were glad when they saw the Lord, John reports. Their fear was indeed diminished. We can almost hear them singing in those early days, "He is risen, he is risen indeed. For Father, we praise thee," as we sang earlier. Then John reports that Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you," and added, "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Or literally, "Those whose sins you forgive have already been forgiven, and those whose sins you do not forgive have not been forgiven." The fact is, and what we forget, is that the office of the keys is about the proclamation of the gospel for salvation. It is about the work of the church, and it is about our being sent into the world, a world in need of Jesus, by Jesus. Article 28 of the Augsburg Confession says it this way, our people teach as follows. According to the gospel, the power of the keys is a power and command of God to preach the gospel, to forgive or retain sins, and to administer and distribute the sacraments. This same power is used and exercised by teaching and preaching God's word and by administering the sacraments to many persons or to individuals. Eternal things and benefits are given in this way, such as eternal righteousness, the Holy Spirit, and eternal life. During this third week of Lent 2007, we have repeatedly prayed in the appointed collect, O God, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts to the unchangeable truth of your word. We have heard how the scriptures appointed for this week have called us to account for our sins and reminded us of our need for salvation in Jesus Christ. And the point at the end of this week is that he does and he will show the penitent their way, his ways. And those penitent will be both those like us who have known his will and his ways for some time, and by his grace, those who will come to know His will and His ways as a result of our being sent by Him to them. The office of the keys is, dare I say it, the office of the keys is a missional office in the church. It is Jesus saying again and again to us, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." As we practice confession and absolution within our congregations and among ourselves, Jesus sends us out also to others so that they can come to know His will and His ways and be forgiven as they confess their sins and as they confess their faith in His death and resurrection. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And with the psalmist we pray as we did earlier, that all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you.